Martini, the Cosmic Muffin. One of the nice things I have to report about today, we have not talked about Void of Course Moon periods a lot because we have not had to. For example, this morning the moon was free-floating, or what we call void, of course, from 3:45 till 4:53 this morning. 4:53 this morning, the moon entered Pisces, a very nice sign. It's adaptable, and that's one of the strong points of Pisces. It is an emotional sign, and you're going to find that people today are a little more tuned in to how other people are feeling. You have a day when purchases, decisions, all of those things will go very well. In fact, one of the better parts of this day is dominated by an angle that occurs 5:04 this morning. That's when Mercury and Jupiter join together in Libra, Mercury being our logical mind, Jupiter a very expansive, optimistic, jovial, philosophical planet. Ideas that come to you now ought to be very, very good. This ought to be a time you ought to make them pay off for you. So today and tomorrow, both good idea days. And then on Sunday, as you get up in the morning, we'll have a moon in Aries, and it's going to be very aggressive. So if you're a jogger, put an extra mile on your course for Sunday and wear yourself out. I'm going to give today a 7. I'm going to give Saturday a 7. Sunday a 5. Take advantage of this time period, and I'll explain this 5 on Sunday more because Mercury is about to change signs. We'll be talking about that in our future reports.
Okay.
And next week, we're going to have a full moon. So don't sit around with a sour puss. If you'd like to understand the cycles in advance, what they mean and what you can expect, and just kind of research this in layperson's terms, not astrological terms, but it's in the Cosmic Muffin newsletter. Get your postcard into the station. We'll get a flyer back to you on the details. A 7, a 7, and a 5. And it's a wise person who rules the stars. It is a fool who's ruled by them. Over and out.
I'll give you a full moon here this morning.
Buenos dias.
Hi, old Grosso. How are you this morning?
I hear he's talking about sourpuss, huh?
Well, not. It's just an expression.
Lemon juice or something.
It's a hack expression.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Nice day to you, senor.
Here's El Grosso. How do you get the name?
Juan Pedro Cortez de Alejandro Sanchez Diego Garcia y Vega, better known, of course, as the famous...
There it is. I'm new to
Grosso. Greetings from the land of Fa, senor, and the king of Fa, the Fa King.
Thank you very much.
Have a nice Fa King day, you know?
I'm certain we will. What's up, El Grosso?
Oh, let's see. Oh, what are you talking about?
Poor
what is up? Take a look at this, senor.
Hey! You pig.
Well, senor, I'd like to tell you about the El Grosso just in time for the fall season. The lawn service, you know?
The El Grosso lawn service?
You heard about this, huh?
No, I don't think I have.
You must have, senor.
Well, refresh my memory. What the heck are you talking about?
Well, you know, it's very important at all times of the year, except, of course, in the winter time when there's snow on the ground, you know?
Yeah.
But to put something on your lawn to preserve it, you know?
I've heard that,
to do this in the fall.
I've heard that.
You put this in the fall, you put the grass to sleep, you know, put the grass to bed for the winter. You know?
But you have to treat it first.
You treat it, and then it gets up in the spring, you know.
Well, how do you have anything to do with it? What are you talking about?
The El Grosso Lawn Service, senor.
El Grosso Lawn Service.
You heard it, he said.
Just now, when you said it.
Oh, well.
How does it work? What are you talking about?
Does that truck outside have anything to do with it?
What truck? What are you talking
about? Look, there's a truck out in the parking lot. This is my truck. This is the El Grosso Lawn Service.
That's a flatbed truck.
It doesn't say anything.
What is that on this back there? It looks like
it's a beer keg.
A beer keg.
Si, senor, a beer keg. Precisely.
Wait a minute. Explain what's going on here. I don't understand. Lawn service, beer keg.
Well, senor, you have to spray this stuff on your lawn, you know?
Yeah.
Because you put this on in the fall right now, and then your lawn's going to get up.
So what, there's something in the beer keg?
Yes, there's something in the beer keg,
what?
Senor.
Chemical or something like that?
No, senor. Cerveza.
Beer.
Beer. This is it. Beer, right.
There's beer in the beer keg. Well,
right,
I suppose
senor.
That makes sense, but I still don't understand the correlation between
senor,
the beer and the beer keg.
See, you have to kill the crabgrass, you know?
Yeah.
Right now, this is very important to kill it because then it's dead and wake up in the spring, the grass wakes up and there's no problem, you know?
This little grass all right. Breaks, I'll go along. Yeah, I understand.
Nice.
You know? Yeah, right.
Like
I understand.
So, you kill the crabs now. And this is how I do it. I get out here in my truck.
Mm-hmm.
And I drink the whole keg of cerveza, all the beer, you know?
Yes.
Well, let me demonstrate, senor. I have a little box of grass over here. Little window box.
There's a window
box. That
doesn't
look like grass to me.
No,
I think
those are weeds there. Yeah, crabgrass.
This is crabgrass here. I'm going to kill the crabgrass. And you watch this. This morning I wake up at las seis, you know?
6 o'clock.
Right, so you know, I wake up and I drink the whole keg of beer.
No. You did?
Right, and now I'm going to kill the crabgrass. Watch.
You must really have... I don't... How gross, though. Harv! Hey, Harv, he's... You see what he's doing?
Hey,
you can't...
Hey, my shoes!
Turn it out loud. It's splashing...